Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
What up, everybody? Cut day is here. The Washington football team has 53 players on it. I am JP Finley. This is Washington Football Talk Podcast. Mitch Tischler, Pete Haley are here. This is the first ever podcast appearance for George Woofington Carver. My dog Banks is also here. We're in my front yard. We're in the driveway. COVID, man, we keep coming up. We've never been out here, I don't think.
This is a really nice location. I love it.
Yeah, it's nice and shaded. It's wonderful.
The time of day is perfect, because if that sun was overhead, it'd be
a lot different.
A little warmer.
I need a dog, too, clearly, because you guys both have them. I need to complete the trifecta of podcast dogs.
Big news. Obviously, Adrian Peterson being cut is a massive story. We're going to dig into that. Alex Smith makes this team. Alex Smith is on the 53. He's active. Ron Rivera was asked point blank, if it happens that week one comes and you need Alex Smith to play, are you comfortable with it? And Ron just kind of said, yeah. Listen, there's a million other stories. This is Dwayne Haskins' team. Whatever. The fact that Alex Smith is on an active roster is unbelievable.
It's wild. I mean, we said back when he was first cleared that we were out of the business of doubting him. I think we all thought that he was going to be on the 53, but that there's a chance that he went to IR, at least initially, and could return.
Which is not happening.
6 to 8 weeks, that's not happening. You know, Ron said it. He's taken a lot of steps that Ron wanted to see in the last week or so, and he feels comfortable with him as one of the three quarterbacks on this team, and he might be the main backup, right?
Eventually. We always have said we're out of the business of doubting Alex Smith. For a long time, I still kind of did. Like, I said it, but I still, in the back of my mind, was like, this is impossible. This can't happen. So congratulations to him, his whole family. Crazy accomplishment. Give him the Comeback Player of the Year award, and
I think
really
they should name it after him.
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea.
I think they should name it after him. Unless you want to name it after Eric Berry, or there are bigger stories of things that I don't know about from prior to that.
Sure.
But I don't know. I just think.
I totally agree.
I like naming it after him.
It's hard for me to believe that anybody, I don't if anybody else is good in the NFL can win it this year. I mean, it feels too good of a story for it to not be.
If he doesn't play, it kind of changes being Comeback Player of the Year. Because if Roethlisberger, who blew out his elbow, comes back and has a great year, he could win that thing.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying name it after him. Because just to come back
I see.
Is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my thought.
It's a good thought.
It's your driveway. You're allowed to have thoughts.
Well, it's my podcast, so I'm allowed to have thoughts there, too.
Yes. Oh, God.
Wow.
A little touchy
that
there.
That took a real dark
turn. I just kind of went for a nice joke, and JP, like,
holy
came man. Back at
I
me
I meant it like
jab.
We're all allowed to have thoughts. Like, I don't know. Scale of 1 to 10.
You don't have to show off in front of the dog.
Scale of 1 to 10, it doesn't seem a 35 out of 10 just because we all saw this come. Like, for the last week, I've thought he's going to be on the active.
Yeah.
They also didn't give themselves any choice once they took him off the pup. Like, they kept kind of, and I don't think anybody was done harm, but they kept kind of being put into corners, and Alex just kept pushing.
Yeah, and that's what he's supposed to do.
Right.
There were walls in front of him every step of the way, and he broke through every single one. I mean, at this point, I don't even know that it's a 10 out of 10, I guess, because of the story arc that's occurred, but I kind of started believing that this was going to be the case a week ago when we saw him – when we first saw him take the 9-on-7 or the 9-on-9 reps and at camp.
Yeah, going back to November 2018, there's no number high enough. But going back to mid-August 2020, it's not too shocking.
I wrote a story today, and folks should check it out. When we saw him on the field, was that last October?
Yeah,
maybe early
Monday
November
night game against the Bears.
That's when I started to be like, wow, all right, this could really happen. And
but at that point, that was when he was doing the E60 interview, walking around. Mm-hmm. I mean,
right.
Then it was still just a story of what the hell happened.
Yeah,
it's wild. Adrian Peterson. I know a lot of people wanted an emergency pod. It was cutting AP is worth an emergency pod, but we had to do this pod today, and we needed. There's no practice, and we're not back out there until Wednesday, so we needed something that would have legs for a while. So just from a logistical standpoint, that's why that occurred. Can we all make an agreement? Before I say the next thing, can we all just agree with me?
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's super dangerous.
Fine. Like, I think you're all going to agree, though.
All right, okay. I'll agree.
Let's not do the thing where we try to pretend like we knew this was coming.
I wanted to say that, too.
Of course we were.
No one saw this coming.
How you, many times now have we talked running back?
Perfect.
He was never the guy.
Okay, I agree.
Now, I saw and wrote. Like, you can check the tape on this. I saw a reduced role. I didn't think he'd be the featured back. I think this Gibson-McKissick dual backfield thing is the way they're going. I saw less carries. But I did not see him getting cut.
Yes. The thing about these shocking things is everybody rushes to Twitter to say, wow, and then you circle back like 20 minutes later and say, oh, well, the signs were pointing this way.
No, they weren't.
They weren't.
He was running with the ones on Wednesday, missed practice on Thursday, got cut on Friday.
Right. Maybe after the draft or in free agency, it would have made sense. But once they made it through the offseason, had him run with the ones for the beginning of camp and still have him involved in all the drills and all the offense, he was on this team in my mind. So it floored me.
When Ron screamed at everybody 10
yes,
days ago,
right.
He pointed at Peterson and said, this is how you do it.
We talked to Peterson at the media, and he said he wanted to be in D.C. for another 5 years.
And I'm not saying it's the wrong decision. I get it. It makes more sense for the offense they've built. Right. But it is a surprise. It's not quite a shock. What's higher? What's more surprise? Shocker or stunner?
Shocked.
Is shock, is, if it's 0 to 10, what is 10?
Yeah.
Shocker or stunner?
We're going shocker is 10.
Well, so stunner is 9?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10 is gobsmacked, stunner 9, shocker 8.
Gobsmacked.
Gobsmacked.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Listen, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at like a 7.5. On Friday morning or whatever, it's like a 7.5, 8.
Oh, I'm at a 10, and I'm okay with saying that. Yeah. The thing is
– I'm not at a 10 just because you saw the – we've seen that offense enough that you're like, all right –
yeah, how is AP really?
But how does Peyton Barber fit in?
Right,
that's my only quarrel. Is I think you chose Peyton Barber over AP, and I get that Peyton Barber's like 10 years younger, but I'm not sure he's better.
Yeah,
no, I mean I don't know either. Like theoretically, if you're looking at this whimsically, it makes sense to get rid of him as a team that wants to give the young guys reps and all that. None of us saw that coming. We've talked about the running backs 1,000 times, and I think we. Pretty much unanimously agreed that we thought that Peyton Barber was going to be the odd man out of those five.
It was five or four without Barber were
right.
the two
I
choices.
Mean, I woke up and I saw the tweets and the texts and I was just like, holy F.
Yeah, yeah. I was at a 9.5 as well. And the culture stuff, the leadership stuff, Ron had, in the press release where they resigned him, Ron had a quote. That's not a normal thing that you see when they resign players. So
they didn't inherit this contract. They exercised the option.
Right. Yeah.
Like this Ron, Rob Rogers, Kyle exercised that option.
He was
Peterson was
the
at the presser,
row,
right?
In the front row.
They shook hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a whole
Peterson. I think is tight with Dan.
Right. All the players love him.
And how about this? I made this point on the radio. Jay wanted to cut AP. Very clear when he benched him week one last year.
Yeah, you think Peyton Barber is a step down? He wanted Wendell Smallwood.
He just wasn't allowed to. Like,
right.
There's things Jay wanted to do that he wasn't allowed to. I reported at some point last year when he wanted to cut Swearinger, but was told he couldn't. No one's telling Ron he can't do things.
That was the one big takeaway from this was that Ron is the dude. Like, not that we ever questioned it, but we've been talking about
as
it.
As Chase Young likes to say, Ron is a dude.
Oh, he's
every
such a
step
dude.
Of the way, he's re-cementing himself as the man in charge here, and every time there's a surprising thing that happens, he's all over it, and there's no question that he's the one that's making the decision.
He should be in the cement business just because he's so cemented as the leader of this franchise.
I like that one.
Thank you.
It's got one kind of funny subplot of doing this in the driveway is it's a beautiful day and people are walking by with their dog or a lot of young kids in my neighborhood and they're just looking at the three of us in lawn chairs in my driveway with microphones.
Just
and
screaming about the intricacies of an NFL roster.
Right. Two dogs
and JP just does
us.
The dad wave where he nod and wave. Yeah. Doesn't say anything. Just welcome, hello.
So I turned 39 in a week. Like, I'm a dad. I got two kids, house in the suburbs. Like, it's...
You built a fence recently?
It's happened.
You have 1 year and 1 week to have some fun.
You know the rule of 40.
I know.
Shut it all down.
Saying. You got a year and a week to
shut
have some
the whole operation down.
53 weeks.
Dude, I have 53 weeks.
53-man roster? 53
weeks before it's all over.
Better figure out what you're cutting each week along the way.
You are cut.
Dude, at 40, I'm toast.
You are off this roster, the fun roster.
Those are the headlines, right? I mean, Alex.
Ruben?
Ruben was next.
Okay. Yeah.
But Ruben,
those are the bold headlines.
If we're doing an actual newspaper, like Alex is the above the fold biggest headline.
Yep.
Inverted triangle.
AP today is now below the fold.
Because it was yesterday.
And then Ruben would be like one of those little bullet points. Like
Ruben's like C1.
No, I'd give Ruben the bottom right of
under the fold. There's a bullet point,
but
it says like C page C1 for full details.
Yeah, you don't get the full story on the front page.
No surprise, dude. We saw him. He can't run.
Yeah. We were trying to be delicate with it because it sucks. It's a terrible situation. But when Ryan Anderson said a healthy Ruben Foster is the best player I've ever seen, the Ruben Foster we were seeing in camp was so far away from that and didn't seem like he was getting any closer. I mean, Cleek Hudson is more of an asset today than Ruben Foster is. Sean Dion Hamilton, way more of an asset. So
I keep going back to that one play that we saw early on in camp. First of all, he had the big bulky brace on. Bryce Love didn't have that brace on, you know, not similar injuries, but major injuries from last season. And there was a pass that was floated just over his head, and he tried to jump up to get it, and you could probably barely fit a piece of paper underneath that vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball sailed over his head, and he just didn't have his athleticism isn't back. I mean, I don't know that his foot/leg or
today
fully back.
September 5th, 2020. I think it's the 5th, right? Whatever day it is.
Yes.
Who has a better vertical, you or Ruben? I'm looking at Mitch.
If we're jumping off just our right legs, which I think was Ruben's injured leg, I think I got him on that.
Wow, that's all you need to know, folks.
Mitch doesn't have the best vertical.
Not known
seen.
For your vertical, I would say.
No.
Known for his power
rush.
Yeah,
Mitch is a power guy.
Power rush, yeah.
You know him for your quickness.
Oh, yeah.
It's all in that first step, extending the arms.
Yeah, you got to get your hands on them first.
Drop anchor.
The one time I tested that pocket, Mitch was plenty quick for me. So.
Pete tested that pocket, too. And
yeah. I'll never make the mistake again.
You had one arm on Pete.
And Pete went down.
I was like that speed rusher who was so far behind the quarterback, you just kept warding me off. You're like, yeah, go ahead, take that outside lane.
I just kind of rabbit punched Mitch and was trying to run around. And then once he got those mitts on me, I was toast.
It almost became a podcast of two.
Yeah.
It almost wasn't the JP Finley podcast anymore.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
I want to thank Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Hope you do the exact same thing. They're great dudes. I went and got my car serviced earlier last week. And it was such an easy process. Orsman Fairfax Toyota dropped it off. Took like 45 minutes. Car was ready. You know that this is wild to me. I drive a nice Toyota, right? A 4Runner.
Yeah.
How often do you think you have to change Uh-oh, is he unplugging stuff?
No, he's trying to get it to...
Carver wants on his first podcast.
He's sniffing. He's a very cute dog. Cuter in person than on Toyota.
Tell us more about your Toyota 4Runner.
You only have to get the oil changed every 10,000 miles now. They got, like, super oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that
super oil?
I assume so, because I didn't get it changed.
Remind me, I have an insurance question for you guys. We don't need to do it on the pod, but I have
I want to do it on the pod.
Okay. I just had a big insurance scenario, so I'm happy
maybe
to have
at
this
the
discussion.
End we can do insurance questions.
Pete?
Well, we have – is this the new sponsored stuff that we want to –
That starts next week.
Okay, so we're sticking with Roto World. Until we talk
we're
about
We're excited for our new sponsor stuff. We're rolling out some new segments next week.
And while we're doing this little pause here, NBCSportsWashington.com has a new-looking website.
They do. Check it out. Let us know what you think. Yeah. If you like it, let us know what you think. If you don't, who should we at?
Mike Wargo?
Yeah. No, I'm shooting for the top.
I was going
to say Kessler.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sorry,
just
Wargo.
At NBC Sports Washington.
Yeah, but it's a new website. Looks cool. We're getting some kinks
I think
out.
It's cool.
Ready to
I think I don't – I only go to our stuff. Well, I go to everything.
Yeah.
But
I like
our stories look cooler.
It looks way better, the stories.
Yeah.
And what's cool about it is that you have curated content now. So when you watch one video, you don't necessarily get queued to the next NBC Sports Washington
is that
video.
It?
Yeah.
You get
like, why'd they
the next...
do it for something like
yeah.
Give me video. A reason. That makes sense.
Yeah. So Pete wrote the blog on the Dwayne Haskins mic'd up, which was cool. Instead of it, normally it would circle back to the last video that was posted on NBC Sports Washington.
Yeah, you might get a Caps video.
Now you get Washington football team videos in a row and lets you go down a little bit of a
because I always noticed, like, if I just had the page up on my computer and I came back, it'd be like a Wiz video.
Yeah, Chris Miller would be talking to Jason Smith. All right.
And that Haskins video that we had that you blogged about the pick during the FedEx scrimmage was awesome. And people should go watch it.
Just rare access.
Go.
The all-new Roto-World premium subscription packages have the tools and resources you need to dominate your fantasy leagues, like JP, who had the 7th pick a couple days ago. Best of all, subscriptions are not just one sport. They include football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. As a listener of the Washington Football Talk podcast, get $10. Who is on the $10 bill? Benjamin?
Alexander Hamilton.
Who the hell is Benjamin? I just said.
What were you trying to say?
I think I was trying to say Hamilton, maybe. All right.
Wait. Do you not know Benjamin?
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah. What's he on?
The 5.
Oh, my God. He's on the 100.
Oh. Clearly, I don't see those two
on the 5.
Lincoln's on the 5, Washington on the 1.
Okay. There we go.
And who's on the 50?
I know this. Do you know it?
Rutherford Grant?
Sadly, it's not Rutherford.
Ulysses.
Rutherford.
That was
Rutherford
the most
is?
Embarrassing stretch of talking I've ever done on this podcast.
Who's on the 20?
Didn't we just say that?
No.
Benjamin? No.
There's nobody named Benjamin.
Zachary Taylor?
Oh, my God.
I don't want to talk anymore. I was just trying to do one little joke.
20's Andrew Jackson.
Oh, my God.
You know who Rutherford is?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
There we go.
Oh, my God. All right. To find your edge, visit rotoworld.com/edge using the promo code PODVIP10.
You thought Ben Frank.
Oh,
that was bad.
That was the pits of what I've ever done. All right.
That was something.
I'm
going to
be hearing about that one.
I don't know. I mean, I can't wait for Edmund to get on that.
Sir Edmund, we need you, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be.
That's Nathan Peterman's debut where he had 5.5 picks.
All right. I want to run through position groups with some brevity, and then I want one roster thought. It can be anything you think. CBs, they kept 6, and they're kind of the same old guys. We knew 4 of them. There was no question about Moreland, Darby, Moreau, Fuller, and then Danny Johnson, Greg Stroman. Rivera got asked about it. He said, you know, Aaron Colvin was looking good but got a little banged up, and then Danny was ascending. Okay. If they're in a situation where they're playing Danny and Greg, I'm a little worried. Greg had a good camp, but I don't know, man. We'll see. And Greg Stroman led him in
picks during camp.
We knew corner depth was going to be an issue. Here we are. Corner depth is an issue.
I am sorry that I once wrote a blog about how Aaron Colvin may be a sneaky good signing by this team.
Yeah, I apologize. Didn't you write that twice? Didn't you write it when they signed him and then again this year?
Yes, I may have doubled down when he re-signed. So clearly
that was only
wrong.
1 year for Kenny Ladler.
I was loud wrong about something. What was it? We were talking about this.
Sean Davis.
So let me own that. That's probably the next biggest thing. They cut Sean Davis, and I like that this – new organization is willing to just own a mistake and move on. We saw an inability to own mistakes with the last group. That was kind of a Bruce hallmark. We haven't talked about the Bruce video. That's for another pod. That should have been an emergency pod on its own. I think we need to have Phillips on for that, and we need like a real deep dive on that Bruce Allen video.
We need to get in contact with whoever posted that.
I think it was his daughter. We're probably not going to get in contact.
Never mind. But yes, we need to talk about it.
Do you think he's aware that it's like a viral thing?
Maybe now that the sports world is picking up on it. I don't think he was aware of the internet. They got phones in Hawaii. We got to stick to business here.
I was surprised that Cam Curl made it.
I wasn't, man. He played well. Davis never played. Davis showed them nothing. Davis did no impactful things in the two weeks we watched.
Probably the most insightful thing that Ron said, except for what he talked about Alex and his availability a little while ago, was that they liked Troy Apke coming out of school.
They followed him.
They had scouted him. They were ready. They kept track of him. They saw him last year when the Washington football team was down in Carolina. So Troy Apke was already ascending with just having Ron in the building and obviously made the rest of the move.
Troy Apke, man. Give me a Gruden on that.
Hey, Troy Apke, he has a hamstring, and he's questionable to go this week.
No, give me this year's Troy Apke.
We like Troy's physicality. He played really hard for us, and we're going to give him a shot there in the secondary, man.
All right. You know what? Good for Troy, dude. I'm excited.
Seize his opportunity.
Ron wants people to take the effing opportunity. Troy did.
Yeah.
So did SDH. I think SDH starts at middle linebacker. No surprises at linebacker. If you've been listening, we've been telling you this Reuben Foster thing's coming for a week. D-line, James Smith-Williams making the roster. Good for you, young man. Go claim a roster spot. Nick Sundberg.
Shout out to Nick Sundberg.
You said how important he was, how impressive he was. That got me to ask Nate Katzer about it, the special teams coach. He talked about how impressive he's been.
Ron talked about how
impressive he's
been.
You go out and impress all the coaches. Doesn't matter. Did they keep both seventh-round rookies, Curl and JSW? Yeah.
They kept all their picks, right?
And JSW, first guy out of the locker room almost every morning at camp.
Isn't he a nuclear physicist or something?
He's a
mega smart.
Yeah, super
smarter
smart
than
dude.
Us, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, he's not sitting in a driveway talking into microphones while
watching dogs wrestle.
Wrestling behind us.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
All right, Mitch, I'm just going to let you talk about the O-line because it was a crapshoot. They kept 10 because they need a ton of them. I asked Rivera straight out if Sadiq Charles would go to the IR. He said no, but he gave himself some wiggle room, especially with that short-term IR now.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought they would keep 10, and then Sadiq might end up on that short-term IR. If you've been listening, we talked about the fact that Keith Ishmael had been taking the second-team reps at center and that he'd been filling in at guard as well, and that he kind of was – playing the role that Ross Pierce-Baker played last season.
Pierce-Baker cut.
So Pierce-Baker was cut. I mean,
there's a little bit of, you can say, we want our guys rather than your guys.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like Brailford getting cut.
But Troy over Sean is an example of them saying that's okay.
That's true. Troy was not a draft pick. Also.
Yeah, that's
true. He was their guy before.
Kind of half their guy.
I was still surprised to see Pierce-Baker cut just because of all the positional versatility that Ron talks about. He's a guy that can play both guard
positions. Now you've got Ishmael, Martin can play both sides, Rie can play both sides, Schweitzer can play both sides.
We haven't seen anything from Schweitzer yet. Schweitzer's been basically hurt all of camp.
Yeah.
So I was a little surprised that they're counting on him kind of as the backup swing guard, him and I guess Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
Tackle's a big concern.
They just kept a bunch of dudes because they all kind of stink.
Well,
outside of, I think Jaren's going to be okay, and I think Morgan are going to be okay. The group.
Well, we don't know enough about the Sharp guy yet.
Right. But we've seen enough from Cornelius Lucas where they had to keep him because you can't keep Timon Paris.
They kept five tackles.
Right. And they're not going to keep five.
Not normal.
In a week, I'll be surprised if there's still five.
That's the other thing. Whatever the roster looks like today, it's going to look very different on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The group that takes the field Wednesday is your actual week one roster.
Yes. Some tinkering to go.
Tight ends, no real surprise. Somebody gave me a hint that Richard Rodgers was making the team.
Yeah, I heard that hint too. And I kind of started talking to other people about it, and then now I look kind of dumb, but that's okay. Because I just botched all the presidents, so I looked dumb for that instead.
You shouldn't be worried about Richard Rodgers. You should know who's on a $10 bill.
But, hello?
Some of the quarterbacks liked throwing to Richard Rodgers a fair amount.
Also.
Didn't equal him making the squad.
Another promising sign. Richard Rodgers' dad was on the staff. Maybe in the previous regimes they would have kept him for that reason, but no, they didn't keep him this time around. Tight ends aren't great. Hopefully Logan Thomas helps in the red zone.
But I think what JP said earlier.
Go ahead, sorry, buddy.
No, I was just saying what I think JP said earlier about the two back sets. I think is going to nullify some of the lack of talent.
They're going to run out there with a ton of two tight end sets, which Jay used all the time, whether or not. And it was designed to have Reed and Davis out there, and then those guys were hurt, and they're still just running it.
Right.
I think it'll be different. I think Logan Thomas could be a red zone threat, but that dude displayed no dynamic athleticism. And I don't mean no. Like
other
he's
than size.
He's an NFL athlete. He's a really, really special athlete. But there's no speed. He's not going to make anybody miss.
The touchdowns he was catching, he was just very open and just kind of there.
And that still takes me back to my point that I brought up on the pod, last week. And I think it relates to Troy Apke probably the most. But the fact that these tight ends were running open, was that – good play design? Was that good maneuverability from the tight ends to get open? Was that poor defense? Was it poor play design? I mean, I think there's a lot of things that can play into it. And maybe part of Logan Thomas looking so good was that the safety/linebacker coverage wasn't as strong as it could have been.
We'll find out. There could be some serious ash burning that has occurred that we'll find out week one.
What's our biggest ash burn right now?
Let's get through the roster.
Okay.
Wide out, they only kept five, which I'm not surprised by the five they kept. I think those were the five best. Cutting Trey Quinn, not a surprise. I had them keeping Cam Sims, but both Quinn and Sims are guys that have made lots of plays in August and not never, but rarely make plays after August. And I asked Rivera straight up, hey, are you going to be looking for a six wideout? He said, we really like our running back's versatility. Both Gibson and McKissick can help them at wideout should they need it. I kind of buy that. You buying it?
I'm buying it.
For now.
I also think that just from an offensive perspective, that fifth tackle is going to turn into a sixth wide receiver.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I still think they're going to have six wideouts.
I think there's going to be a signing somewhere along the way. But
I think Sadiq goes to the IR. I don't know.
To me, I agree.
Ron said he was running around yesterday, but
we haven't seen
him.
He's
been running around
anything.
Kind of for a while. Yeah.
We haven't seen him with a helmet on.
Right.
I know that.
But even when Chase Young was, banged up with the hip flexor, he did individual drills with the D-line, didn't do any one-on-ones, didn't do any team stuff early on. We haven't seen Sadiq even put a helmet on, put shells on,
We've
be out there
stretch.
For individuals. We've seen him ride the bike.
We haven't even seen him stretch, really. Because, the hardcore stretching they do to get ready for practice, he's not doing that. I haven't seen one rotating Spider-Man.
That's true.
He's on the Ashburn cycling team.
Him and B-Mitch.
The Tour to Ashburn.
Good for Isaiah Wright. Take your effing opportunity.
Yeah.
Dude, he's an undrafted kid from Temple, and he's been a roster – whatever various levels of lock, there's a real lock, right? Like a master lock you put on a bike. Mm-hmm. Then there's a dorm room lock that you can pick.
Yeah.
And then there's a garage code that everybody knows.
Yep.
And then there's your parents' Netflix account.
Right.
That everyone has.
Yeah.
That's just password.
Right. But Isaiah Wright has been at least a dorm room lock.
I would have put him on my gym locker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kid's been on the team almost since they signed him.
Yeah. Ever since Nate Kastor talked him up on special teams in March, and you just kind of did the numbers. You're like, yeah, that dude's probably on the team.
Right.
As we've, like, talked about the wide receivers along the way in camp.
And Dontrell Inman, they signed August 4th.
Yeah.
He's starting.
He's starting. So.
Do you want to give your stat, JP?
It's a little.
This was better a couple hours ago.
It might be better now.
Yeah.
Washington has 5 wide receivers on their active roster. 3 of them are undrafted. And the highest, and the other 2 is a 3rd-rounder and a 4th-rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So when people ask you about the talent at wideout, point to that. Now, undrafted guys make rosters all the time. There's some good ones out there. I think Steve Sims is a good player. But you're talking about 60% of the wide receivers on the football team are undrafted guys at a skill position of high, high value. So,
yep. It's something to be aware of.
The numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, it's something to be aware of.
Running back, we talked about AP. Bryce Love making this team is pretty impressive. We'll see if he's ready to go. Ron brought up plateaued when he talked about Ruben.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out if Bryce is ready to go.
Yeah.
So the inactives are going to be interesting, and we'll do this next week where we kind of guess them.
Love that.
But with 5 wideouts, you're not going to have anybody inactive. You'll have to have a quarterback inactive.
Half the O-line.
Well, you get an extra,
yeah,
right? So you have 2 O-linemen. So that's up to what, 4?
Are we doing a preliminary?
Yeah, yes. let's just wait.
Chill.
That seems like a good bit for next week.
And I could tell you're about to get confused with numbers, so I figured we'd stop there.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just glad that JP's 53-man roster had 53 and not 54 this year.
Improving.
I tell Shelby, you got to learn something every day. Quarterbacks we discussed at length. Want to thank Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Want you to do the exact same thing. Keep in mind, this roster that is out Saturday at 4 o'clock on time, pleasantly. That's all I have to say about that.
Super pleasantly.
It's going to look different Wednesday. I'm fairly confident in that. One roster thought can be anything you want it to be. Pete, you could really use a good one here.
Before camp, I was very dubious of the linebackers. After camp, looking at the group, I feel pretty good about the linebackers. Obviously, their job will be made easier by the D-line, but I liked what I saw from Sean Dion Hamilton. Cole Holcomb was promising last year. Thomas Davis hopefully still has a little something-something. Kevin Pierre-Lewis is somebody they seem very high on, and Khalik Hudson's a versatile dude. So I feel better about the linebackers and about this defense as a whole. I think they're going to actually come through in 2020.
You read Capital Weather Gang, the post, like, weather blog
thing? I see it. I don't read it.
Okay, well, it's awesome. It's the only weather it's my preferred consumption of weather.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they predict a snowstorm or, like, a tropical storm's coming up the coast or whatever, they always have this thing that says, like, bust potential. And it's low, medium, high.
Yes.
We're going to use Ashburn syndrome potential.
Mm-hmm.
You really like the linebackers. What is the Ashburn syndrome potential?
Meaning?
Like,
oh, okay. I think
you really
low.
Like them. How wrong
I wouldn't
could
say,
you be?
I really like them compared to what I thought I would. So I would say I just average like them now. And I think the Ashburn potential is low. Those dudes all seem pretty proven. They all seem pretty much equal in ability. So I think the odds of you finding 3 that work well together is pretty high. So I think they're not going to be Pro Bowlers. They're not going to be running around the field stripping guys and picking off passes. But I think they'll be reliable and play with an edge and do their job in the middle of the defense. So I think it's a low Ashburn.
We didn't talk about the specialists. No surprise there.
Congratulations to them again.
They didn't have competitors. Yeah, those guys deserve congrats. Have been in the league a while now. Mitchell, you want me to go?
I'm good. My roster thought is more of a general overall theme or thought, and that's that we're seeing a professional NFL football team being put together. It's not being hindered by ego or by preconceived notions or by contract size or length or any of those things. I think that's a huge step forward for this football team, and I don't think it's something that we've seen in the 10 years under Bruce Allen. And I think that as we can
willingness
argue,
to admit mistakes.
Yeah. We can argue some of the cuts here and there, whether we thought, you know, Trey Quinn should have made it or Cam Sims or whatever it may be. But I think ultimately, I think at the end
of
the
day, don't bite that wire, Carver.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I think you can look at it as an overall, you know, construction and recognize that it's being put together by the adults in the room, and it's not being, there's no ulterior motives being, you know, that seem to be in play as you're constructing this roster.
All right. It's a good thought. No robust potential there. That doesn't really apply. Boys, my roster thought is not going to be a positive one, and I apologize.
You have your serious voice on.
This O-line worries me, man. They got 5 tackles. I'm not sure any of them are particularly good. I think Moses is your best one, and I think – Morgan Moses has become a player where the opinions on him are varied, and you can make a point for any opinion. Mm-hmm. And maybe Christian will be good. I need to see it.
Yeah.
Charles has done nothing. He showed us nothing. So you can like his potential, but what did Jimmy say?
Potential ain't nothing unless you know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Moore.
I am worried about that O-line, dude.
Of all the positions on this team, there is basically zero depth. Like, very, very...
And they've got 10 of them. Yeah. Like, they're trying to find some depth.
Right, and that's why they kept
We were
10.
Talking about 9, and they kept... And honestly, once AP was gone and once the wideouts were gone, you knew they were keeping 10 O-linemen.
And when they traded for David Sharp,
yeah.
They haven't really had a chance to see what he
can do. No, when they traded for Sharp, there was some thought they could cut Lucas.
Sure, but Sharp was making the team.
Yeah.
They haven't had an opportunity to really see a lot from him yet because he's been here for 2 days.
But he has a history with Jack, right? When Jack was in Oakland, they were there. Yeah, but... Let me ask it this way. I am concerned about this O-line. What is the reversed bust potential that they're good or adequate or, like, serviceable?
If they can go through, and this is a huge if.
Health.
And yeah. If they stay healthy and the five that we think are going to be the starting five or play all 16 games and just about every snap of the season, I think they can be a middle-of-the-road NFL offensive line. I think they can be
– five healthy O-linemen. Incredibly rare.
Especially here.
And if five healthy O-linemen make it through, they can be, what was the...
middle of the road.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But the basement is pretty damn low. I mean, if Brandon Sheriff gets hurt and Jaron isn't good, isn't what we've seen at camp, I mean, it could be...
Yeah, nothing else matters. That the whole season falls apart right then and there.
The biggest thing that I've said that I've been saying about the O-line when I've talked about a couple other places is just all the... Everything that Scott Turner does on offense, the motion and whatnot.
Looks fun and exciting. It really does.
And I think it can help an offensive line. I think it can freeze linebackers.
I think it'll help Haskins. I think the ball will come out quick.
Yeah.
Defenders.
In turn, that helps the O-line because they're not sitting there blocking for 10 seconds at a time. So I think that they can be a middle-of-the-road O-line.
Okay. The big man is the O-line expert. We're done. Want to thank Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. Want you to do the exact same thing. Check them out, oarsmanva.com. Boys, 1 week football, 5 days in NFL games.
I'm so excited.
It's game week. It's basically game week.
Dude, it's Philly week. It's Eagles week.
It's Eagles week. We have a Thursday night game, right?
Yep.
Cannot wait.
Let's go.
2 Monday night games.
Pete, you've had a rough pod. Do you want to try this insurance question?
No.
Sure. I don't know. I mean, we can just talk
just
after.
Ask.
All right. So I went to the doctors, whatever, who cares?
So this is health insurance.
Yes, health insurance. I found a doctor in my network, which was hard for me, and I did it. I was very proud of myself. They said, yeah, come on in, $20 copay. Went in. The credit card thing was broken. They're like, we'll send you a bill. And I got some help from the doctor, whatever.
Got some medicine.
Got some medicine from the doctor, and I left. I was like, all right, cool. Bill comes in my email yesterday. I expect to see $20. I open it up, $397. Insurance didn't cover anything. Is that normal, is my question.
Maybe you have to submit it. Like, some of these, now we're all over our skis, right? Because I don't know either.
Right.
I know that.
Some of them you have to, like, pay, and then you get reimbursed.
Okay.
So maybe the doc wasn't. So there's, like, two types of in-network. Uh-huh. There's in-network where you go, and it's $20. And then there's in-network where you have to pay, and then they pay you back. And that's generally not where you want to be because they'll nickel and dime you. Yeah. And, mm-hmm.
There's like
I don't know, man.
Collective in-network and
– I'm worried.
Like
I'm worried too.
The bust potential's high on that one.
Very high. Very
I was crestfallen when I opened my email yesterday.
Talk to Trina. Trina's the best.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dude, no disrespect to other HR people in the world. I've never had an HR person that responds so fast and so efficient. Like, she'll get you a response with a link, and here's how – she might not –
It's a great idea.
Might owe 400 still.
Yeah.
But, like, she'll at least know why, and she'll respond fast.
Okay,
And she also has a big bowl of candy at her office, which is great, because you go in there with a question, and she gives you terrible
news. We haven't been there in 7 months.
I haven't been.
I'll let her get through Labor Day, and then I'll send her an email.
Sorry, dude.
It's chaos.
It's time to go because I have Banks off a leash, and another dog just walked by. We got a puppy out here.
Thank you for the help on the insurance.
This has been a great pod. Football's coming, man. Fired up. Scale of 1 to 10. How excited are you?
I'm so excited for our post-game pod after the Philly game.
I can't wait for all of it, man. I can't wait to see the numbers.
Regular Wednesday, Thursday. Players.
I mean, it's so good.
All right. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.